Welcome back, everybody, to the Perry Fairways Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Perry Middle School principal, Ned Menke, talking with our program director, Chris Cohey, following Tuesday night's ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house of the newly renovated middle school.
Mr. Menke, just need to ask you first and foremost, how does it feel to finally be done with the renovation?
Oh, it feels awesome, and I say that on behalf of many people with the school district, including Superintendent Wicks, Matt Hicks, Rich Nichols, just a few names that come to mind, and then, of course, all of our teaching staff and all staff, I guess, of the middle school. It's great to officially open it up and have things ready for the community to check out. It really turned out nice.
And it's quite the stark contrast from the last time anybody's been in the middle school. I know before the ribbon cutting, there were many people that are former alumni of the Perry, what used to be high school, and just commenting on, oh, when I was here, this is where the office used to be. Yeah. And then they moved it and they've moved it back. So what other changes that are so noticeably different for people that haven't probably stepped foot in here since they were a student?
So one major change was our library setup. So we now share the Brady Library with the high school. And our old library has been transformed into a STEM lab for a lot of big projects. We got a big garage door in there. So if we need to, we could even bring a car into that room if we needed to. We have a computer lab that's down in there. And that space is completely different to anything that looked like before. I think our common space, which where we took our photo out there, is much different than it used to be. The lunchroom space, just tons of new modern features in it there, booths, kind of, you know, just bring it into the new century, if you will. Yeah, every classroom is way different too. I mean, the new carpet, new walls, new ceilings, the technology features there. It's basically like a brand new school. With the one thing, the hallways are basically a lot of the same. Just kind of neat when you think of the same hallways are still there that all the kids of Perry used to walk through when they were in high school here years ago.
So obviously this is a big source of pride for everyone that was involved in the planning and plotting, and then eventually the hardships and trials of going through, well, hey, school is in session and we're still doing the remodel. But once it's been done, have you noticed a morale boost in not just the staff, but the students as well?
I think especially from last year, and I was new here last year too, it's just made it so much easier to get to know the kids. Because last year when we were in the high school, I mean, we were so scattered throughout, it was hard to necessarily locate everyone when we needed to. But it's been way easier just to connect with the students. And I have noticed that. I think everyone feels like they have a place that's their own. And last year it's kind of like if you're in a hotel for a long time, you just kind of feel like you're out of place a little bit. And that's kind of how we felt last year for a while. I mean, again, we made the best out of it as we could, but the students certainly, they all have their own lockers now. That was something that we added enough lockers so every kid could have their own locker. It was another thing that's different this year too.
So out of everything that's changed, what do you think is the biggest benefit for not just the school itself, but the community having this renovation be fully completed?
I actually taught in this building prior to it when it was renovated, and it was an aged classroom. And so I can guarantee now that my own kids are going to come through this middle school, and the rooms are bigger, they're up to date, and they're with the times, where prior to it, we were an outdated school. And so I can ensure that the kids are going to be attending school in a space that's appropriate for 2022, not like 1980 or 85. We're definitely with the times now with it. And I think that's an area that I'm super excited about for the future of just Perry academics and kids learning and becoming great citizens of the community, the state, and the country.
And we're still early on in the school year. What do you have to look forward to for the remainder of not just this semester going into Christmas break, but for the rest of the year itself?
Well, I think a couple things come to mind. The activities are always a real important thing to me as well, and so I love to kind of check things out after school. Last year, that was a challenge. You know, we were always in the high school for our volleyball seasons, and practices were bounced around all over the place, and so that's been kind of something to look forward to, of going into our gymnasium and not seeing boxes upon boxes everywhere like we had it for a while last year. So being able to utilize that space. So far, it's really seemed like a a normal school year, which I think I don't want to say that too loud because you never know what's right around the corner, but we're working through things like you would have. It's been a while, so it's been really, really nice. And that's what I look forward to the most is I'm really hopeful that we're going to end up with at the end of the 22-23 school year, think, wow, we're back to normal just a little bit. So that's been awesome. I just love seeing the smiles on our staff's face because it wasn't always that. There were some tricky times last year, to be real honest. It was, everyone handled it really well, but it gets old when you're not in a space. And so having seen people just kind of being backed into their own comfort zone, it's awesome.
And I'm sure just being the spouse of a teacher, having your own space and being able to do what you want to that space, it's a big benefit versus having to worry about, well, who am I sharing the space with? What are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's just the logistics of that's really tricky. I mean, we've had where you say you're teaching a math lesson, you might want to have everything laid out, planned out into the spots where you know. And when you're bouncing around, sometimes teachers are moving room to room to room. It just made that really, really challenging. And so again, kudos to our staff for pulling it off and also being patient with me as we tried to work through that. But yeah, I hope everyone enjoys. And if you weren't able to make it tonight, come on up and check it out sometime, whether it's after an activity or something. There's a lot of events that go on in the high school and middle school. We're really proud of the place, so come up and check it out. We'd be happy to see you.
And that's the Let's Talk Dallas County program here with our guest, Perry Middle School Principal Ned Menke, along with Chris Cohey from our staff. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.